Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. I'm Papa Rick. Tonight's story will be Walt Disney's The Jungle Book. It was a quiet day deep in the Indian village. Bagheera the panther was walking along the river. Suddenly, the silence was broken by a strange sound. Bagheera went to see what was making the noise. It was a man cub. He found the baby boy in a basket, which lay in a half-sunken boat. Bagheera felt sorry for the baby. Carefully, he carried the basket ashore. The man cub will never survive without a mother, Bagheera said to himself. What should I do with you, little fellow? He asked the smiling baby. Bagheera remembered that a wolf family lived nearby. Perhaps they would adopt the man cub. Bagheera brought the basket to the wolf's den. Then the mother wolf and her cubs found the laughing baby. They smiled. Rama, the father wolf, was not so pleased at first, but soon he too was smiling at the man cub. The wolves named the man cub Mowgli. For 10 years he lived happily in the jungle. Mowgli learned many things from the wolves. He learned how to run like a wolf. He learned how to scratch himself like a wolf. He even learned how to play dead like a wolf, just for fun. But one day, there was some bad news in the jungle. Shere Khan, the tiger, had returned. The fearsome tiger hated all humans because a hunter had once shot at him. Mowgli was now in danger. So late that night, the wolf pack gathered with Bagheera on Council Rock. Even the strength of the pack is no match for Shere Khan, declared Akela, the pack leader. The man cub must leave at once. But he is like my own cub, protested Rama. Where will he go? Then Bagheera spoke up. Perhaps I can help. I know of a man village where Mowgli will be safe. I will take him there. It was agreed that Bagheera and Mowgli should leave the next morning. But taking Mowgli to the man village would not be easy. This is my home, protested Mowgli as Bagheera tried to pry him from a tree. I don't want to leave the jungle. Reluctantly, Mowgli began the journey to the man village with Bagheera. Night began to fall when they came into a big tree. Bagheera decided they would spend the night there. Go to sleep, he told Mowgli as they settled themselves on a large branch. But they were not alone. Kaa, the snake, was hiding in the tree. Would make a tasty treat. Yes, man cub, Kaa whispered as he slithered down the tree. Go to sleep. Mowgli woke up and saw Kaa. Go away. Leave me alone, he said to the snake. But Kaa just smiled an evil smile and said, Do not be afraid, man cub. Trust me. Go to sleep. Kaa stared at Mowgli. Mowgli stared back. But he began to feel dizzy. He was under Kaa's spell. Kaa wrapped his long tail around Mowgli. Bagheera woke up just in time. What are you doing, Kaa? He shouted. Bagheera slopped Kaa with his paw before the snake could hurt Mowgli. Kaa fell to the ground with a thud. You have made a serious mistake, Bagheera, said Kaa as he slithered off. Back up on the branch, Bagheera said, You see, Mowgli, the jungle is too dangerous for you. You will be safer in the man village. But I want to live in the jungle. I can take care of myself, said Mowgli. No, said Bagheera kindly. You belong in the man village. We will go there in the morning. But Mowgli did not want to live in a man village. So early The next morning, before Bagheera was awake, he ran away. "I don't need anyone," Mowgli said to himself, but after a while, he felt very lonely. Then Mowgli heard somebody singing, "Dooby-dooby-doo, dooby-dooby-dee," sang Baloo, a big friendly bear. Baloo noticed Mowgli by himself. "Well, hello there, little britches," Baloo said to him with a smile. They quickly became friends. "Will you teach me how to be a bear?" Mowgli asked. "Sure," Baloo answered. So Baloo taught Mowgli how to dance like a bear and how to growl like a bear, and even how to fight like a bear. "I want to stay in the jungle with you, Baloo," said Mowgli. Later, Baloo and Mowgli went for a swim. "I'll teach you all the bear necessities of life, Mowgli," said Baloo as they floated down the river. "I like being a bear," Mowgli replied happily. Neither of them noticed the several monkeys were watching them. The monkeys wanted to bring Mowgli to their leader, King Louie. Before Baloo could stop them, the monkeys grabbed Mowgli. "Help me, Baloo!" cried Mowgli. But the monkeys swiftly swung him around in the treetops. Soon they were far from the river. When the monkeys reached their home, they brought Mowgli to King Louie. "So you're the man cub," said King Louie. "Crazy." "I'm not crazy, you are," said Mowgli. "Have some bananas," said King Louie, shoving two into Mowgli's mouth. "Tell you what," he continued, "I can fix it so that you can stay in the jungle. Have we got a deal?" "Yes, sir," said Mowgli. The monkeys decided to celebrate. Everybody started dancing. Meanwhile, Baloo had found the ancient ruins where the monkeys lived. In order to rescue Mowgli, he disguised himself as a big monkey and danced right into the party. Baloo made a very good monkey. Baloo's plan worked. While the monkeys sang and danced, he carried Mowgli out of the ruins. "Thanks for rescuing me," said Mowgli. "I didn't want to be a monkey. I would rather be a bear like you." "But you are not a bear, Mowgli," Baloo said sadly. "The jungle is too dangerous for you. You belong in the man village." "You are just like Bagheera," shouted Mowgli. "I don't want to go to the man village. I can take care of myself." So Mowgli ran away from Baloo too. He didn't even notice that a storm was approaching. Mowgli ran through the jungle. Suddenly, he ran right into Shere Khan. The tiger had been waiting for this moment. The man cub was alone in the jungle at last. "Do you know who I am, man cub?" asked Shere Khan, showing the boy his sharp claws. "Yes, but I am not afraid of you," said Mowgli. "You must be afraid of me." "Everyone is afraid of me," said Shere Khan smugly.
"Well, you don't scare me," said Mowgli.
"Ah, you have spirit for one so small," said the tiger. "You deserve a sporting chance. I will close my eyes and count to 10. It makes the chase more interesting." Shere Khan began to count. 1, 2, 3. But Mowgli did not run away. Instead, he reached for a stick. Suddenly, there was a loud clap of thunder. The storm had arrived. Just as Shere Khan was about to attack Mowgli, a bolt of lightning flashed in the sky. The lightning hit a nearby tree, starting a fire. Shere Khan let out a great roar. He was afraid of fire. Mowgli saw that Shere Khan was afraid. He picked up a burning branch and chased the tiger away. Soon, the rain from the storm put out the fire. Just then, Bagheera and Baloo arrived together. They both had been searching for Mowgli and had heard Shere Khan's roar. They were happy to see that Mowgli was not hurt.
"We're glad you're safe, little britches,"
said Baloo as Mowgli ran up to the big bear and gave him a happy hug.
Baloo and I were very worried, added Bagheera.
Mowgli hugged Bagheera too, and told him about his encounter with Shere Khan. By the time he finished, the day was ending. So the three friends found a safe place to rest. Soon, they were all fast asleep. The following morning, they all went to the river near the man village. When they arrived, they heard someone singing. They crept closer. A young girl was fetching some water from the river.
"What's that?" asked Mowgli.
"That is a girl cub," Bagheera told him. Mowgli had never seen a girl cub. He decided to take a closer look. As he approached her, he made a little noise. She turned and saw him. She smiled at Mowgli and dropped her jug of water.
"Hey, she did that on purpose,"
Baloo said as he and Bagheera watched from behind the bushes. "Quite right, my friend," said the wise panther with a smile. Mowgli quickly picked up the jug the young girl had dropped and refilled it with water. Then he followed her. Maybe he would like the man village after all. As Mowgli was about to enter the village, he smiled at his friends and waved goodbye. "Well, Baloo," said Bagheera, "Mowgli will live in the man village from now on. We will miss him, but he is where he belongs."
"Yes," agreed Baloo, "but I still think he would have made one swell bear."
The end. Thank you for listening, boys and girls. Have a good night and sweet dreams. I'll catch you next time on Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick.